for free diabetes information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning. It's almost 8 o'clock here in the Raton area. We have mostly cloudy skies. Some light drops of rain are falling. And every Thursday morning, we set our sights on the NRA Whittington Center. And we have a couple of guests in the studios this morning. It is Wayne Armacost, and John Weiler is here, too, from the Whittington Center. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Everybody's attitude's a little better because of the rain, that is for sure. We got a lot of good rain in our area, so things will be greening up there at the Whittington Center. We'll talk about things that are happening, and since you brought John here, I'm assuming we're going to talk about some Whittington University courses.
Absolutely. Had the pleasure of having John here with us the whole month of September. He's been running some long-range courses and some pistol courses, but those just finished up, but I thought I'd take the opportunity to bring John in, and we could just talk about some things that are up and coming with Whittington U.
All right, John. How are you been?
Oh, great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a pretty busy month here, September. We actually just finished up with a string of courses yesterday, and it's been basically precision rifle courses, and we've had the opportunity to do some pretty amazing things up in the Whittington Center, so... we have a lot of an ability to set standards for the industry, and that's kind of what we've been working on with our, especially our extreme long-range courses. So just recently we had a student in one of our courses engage a target at 2,800 yards within three rounds, and that's a pretty big deal. So he's very...
2,800 yards.
Yes, sir.
What does that compute to, a mile?
Just under a mile and a half.
Yeah, a mile and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
You do the math. Man.
So, anyways.
Wow.
It was an amazing feat, and especially to get him on in three rounds like that. So we'll get some information put out about that.
What kind of rifle did he use?
He was shooting a .408 Shytac.
Okay.
And. It's a pretty spendy round, but it's a very high performance round, and so he really got his money's worth out of that. So it was very impressive, though. But what's nice about that is that the Whittington Center and the Whittington U, we have the abilities to do that with the terrain of the land and the facilities that are out there. So we're really going to start moving forward with setting some of the standards with the capabilities of the equipment that's currently out there on the market.
Cutting edge.
Yes, sir. Yeah. October, we're done with classes pretty much for the month of September. We're coming up on the survival trial at the end of this month, so we're doing a lot of preparation for that, and that's going to be a very exciting time. I'm really looking forward to that.
That's the nighttime?
Well, this one is actually by daylight.
By daylight.
Yes, sir. So we're starting at 10 a.m., and it'll be 24 hours and starting on the 29th of September, and then 10 a.m. on the first... What is that? 30th.
Oh, okay. The one in earlier was the moonlight. Okay.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yep.
And this one's pretty much full, correct?
It is full. Yes, sir. Yep. And we have 15 teams that are slotted right now, and they've been training up, coming from all over the country. And if you look at survivaltrial.com, we have the competitor bios for how they've been training, who they are. So we're actually working with an organization called Not Alone, and... individuals have the opportunity to sponsor teams to raise money for Not Alone, who work with veterans and their families with post-traumatic stress. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic that we're adding to the survival trial in that they're racing for themselves, but they're also racing for an organization to raise money for an organization to help our veterans.
Great idea.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
So
one of the reasons it is so popular, I imagine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's the end of the month here, 28th and 29th, you said?
29th and 30th.
Okay, so that's on the Saturday and Sunday.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
Yep. In October, we have basically our defensive courses for the month of October with Practical Pistol 1 and 2, the 12th through the 15th, and our Practical Carbine, which is a three-day defensive carbine course starting on the 19th of October through the 21st. So we still have slots available for that for anybody who wants to come down and attend and start working with more consistent interaction with the firearm platform and more or less confidence building with their equipment.
Okay. Now, is this like a college course, a 100 and a 200 course, so to speak?
Well,
is that what it is?
Yes, sir. That's a good way to kind of look at that. The level ones are introductory to intermediate level, our level twos. Most are with the practical pistol is intermediate to advanced, and then level threes will always be our advanced. Our practical carbine, they're 3-day classes, so we only run a level one and level two with them for 6 days total.
Right.
So it'll be introductory, intermediate to advanced.
Okay, and usually these classes are, what, 1 day?
No, sir. The practical pistol are 2-day courses.
2 days.
For each level one mm-hmm. through three. And then a practical carbine are 3-day courses each.
Okay.
All right. So the entire series for both are 6 days of training.
Okay, pretty intensive.
It is. And we've been doing them back-to-back, like level ones and level twos, and we'll be doing level two and three back-to-back. But it is. It's a lot of movement, a lot of shooting. But the whole basis of it is that we train for every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to get out on the ranges and things, but the focus is for this everyday implementation of the firearm platform.
Right, right. Give us a little bit of your background again, John. One of the instructors, maybe there at Whittington University. A little bit of your background, so people can
sure.
kind of understand why you're doing this,
sure,
and how you're able to do this.
Okay, thank you. Well, I have 6 years active duty experience with the U.S. Army. I invaded the country of Iraq in 2003 with the 82nd Airborne Division and spent the entire year there. And where I worked there primarily as a sniper, or 50 caliber sniper team leader. And we spent a lot of time working in the streets of Baghdad and picked up a lot of good practical real world knowledge as it applies to that mm-hmm. to that genre. But I got out in 2004. And I've been instructing firearms, specifically instructing as a profession since 2004, outside of the military. And I spent roughly 3 years with a firearms company called Barrett Firearms, working with their 50 caliber line of rifles, which is what I had used in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And I started my company, Professional Marksman, Incorporated, in 2007. So we've been training primarily at the Whittington Center since 2005, and we know the area very, very well. We know the people very, very well. They're a great group of people at the Whittington Center, as you know, and as anybody right. else knows that goes out there. So we're very excited to come back here every month and spend time on the facility and run these courses out there.
How often are these courses, John?
Usually? Well, every single month. We are running a 10-month training schedule this year, and it'll be the same for next year. Our 2013 dates will be available online. Through the Whittington Center, NRAWC.org, through the training tab, here by Friday.
So okay.
I guess that's tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll have all those dates available. So if you're interested, we have October coming up, and then we're going to take a few months off, and then we'll get busy again the end of February and start
okay.
2013.
Into the 40th anniversary. So.
Yes, sir.
Billy, I think one of the things we should stress with Whittington U is that it's really geared towards novices, families, and women. So if you are a couple that you maybe like to try to learn how to take some defensive courses together, how to protect your home, how to protect your family, it's really geared toward those kind of people. And while John is a lead instructor and some of our other lead instructors that are combat veterans, this is not a tactical mm-hmm. university. This is we're not teaching combat tactics or things like that. We're teaching John and his crew are teaching real-world experience and real-world techniques that will help in defensive situations. So we just wanted to kind of stress that as
yep,
well.
Defensive is the key phrase with that. And for what Wayne just mentioned there is that we would love to see families, husband and wife teams, come through these classes. As we look at it more as family preparedness, more so with our defensive. So the practical pistol, practical carbine.
Right,
classes.
Right. Okay. So, and again, NRA Whittington Center, NRAWC.org is the website. You can find out quite a bit
yes,
on
sir.
The offerings and the times. Great. How did you hook up with John, Wayne? How did a relationship start?
2005, I was hired at the Whittington Center as an assistant program director. John was working for Barrett Firearms at the time, and they came out to do some training. And our program department coordinates all the range use, all the facility use at the Whittington Center. And so I developed a relationship with John just through Barrett Firearms. scheduling classes for him and scheduling time for him to come out. And I've seen his training techniques through the years, and then with professional marksmen, the classes that he's run, and just the amount of praise that he's received for his training techniques. And in 2011, we decided jointly that we should put the Whittington U together. And we've contracted with professional marksman and John to be the coordinators for that university. So we've got some great instructors that are part of John's team and that are coming in to kind of head up the Whittington University. So
yeah, going great guns, correct? Bad pun, I guess. I don't even want to say that, but it's going very well.
It is going very well. And this was really our first full year, and we've ramped up. And next year, we're going to be running at full capacity. In fact, we're going to have an article coming out on Whittington U in some of the NRA publications. So we're pretty excited about that. We'll be getting national coverage. And we're going to really start advertising on a national basis and regional basis. But we also want Raton to know that they can be a part of what we're doing out at the Whittington Center and at Whittington U. And we'd love to have people from the community come out and be involved in what we're doing out there.
And they are a part of it.
Absolutely.
Speaking of publications, you're getting ready to put out your magazine again for next year.
Yes.
We talked about that last week, and still have some advertising opportunities if someone is interested.
Yes, we do. We have very, very good local rates for businesses. We'd really love to see the local businesses participate. It is an international publication, so if you are advertising with us, it's not just being seen by a regional area, it's being seen by an international audience.
Great. Okay. And just call them, 445-3615?
3615. Ask for Mike White, and he'll get you lined out.
Okay. Looking at the schedule here, Black Powder Cartridge Rifle Silhouette Match is coming up.
That's coming up. We've got the Spirit of America is going on right now. That's an international long-range match that happens this time every year. Women's Wilderness Escape is coming up here very soon, and Black Powder Cartridge, local regional or local match will be happening, and maybe a couple of things that I can't
remember. There's quite a bit here. Stars and Stripes Challenge.
Stars and Stripes Challenge.
Okay, and then also next week the F Class Nationals. The Teddy Roosevelt Memorial Shoot. I like that. This is an example of a group getting together, finding days that are coordinated with their group and with your facility, and then running the facility, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yes. All right. And that's really what we are. We're a host facility. So groups are coming in, renting ranges, renting conference facilities, and holding their events.
Okay. And then also next weekend, not this weekend, the Cowboy Action Shootout, Cowboy Lever Action Silhouette Match. I bet that's fun to watch.
That is fun. It's fun to participate in, too. If you've got an old lever action sitting in the closet, grab it, come out, and participate.
Okay. Many of these things are open to the general public. And again, many are within that particular organization. But Whittington U, open to all. And we want to thank John Weiler for coming by, giving us another update. Thank you for your service, too, John, by the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And you're doing a great job for not only our country, but, you're helping people. So that in and of itself is a good thing. So we appreciate that. We appreciate you, too, Wayne Armacost. Thank you. Whittington Center, everything outdoors, and got everything going on. Still in the mode of a lot of things happening till about mid-October.
About the 15th of October, and then we'll sort of kind of wind down for the season.
Okay, but ranges are open almost every day of the year.
Every day but Christmas Day, we are open, so 364 days a year. And just because our activities are winding down, the museum is still open, the Pro Shop and Emporium is still open, and all the ranges are still open. So
yeah, give them a plug. That Emporium there, and the Pro Shop, worth the trip, as is the museum itself. And that's 7 days a week.
Yes, sir. 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4.
Okay. Setting our sights on the NRA Whittington Center. Gentlemen, thank you again. And we do this every Thursday morning here on KRTN. John Weiler, Wayne Armacost, thank you very much.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you.
8:12 a.m. here in the Rocky Mountain West. We're on the verge of a This, That, and the Other program. We have other guests lining up, so stay with us. International Bank is your key to affordable home loans. You can purchase your dream home. You can refinance today. It's a fast and easy process with responsible local approval and competitive interest rates. See Wendy Griffin or Suzanne Bays at the Ratzone International Bank main branch. Call 445-2321. International Bank also in Angel Fire, Springer, Cimarron, Aurora, and Trinidad, and a South Ratzone branch. It's what we achieve together that sets us apart. Your key to affordable home loans. International Bank, a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Fairy residents, Tooth speaking. Sorry, there's no credit fairy here. What's that? He magically raises your credit score? Yeah, there's no credit fairy. But you can improve your credit by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Money under your pillow? Sorry, kids only.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Call your friends, call your family, call them all and tell them,
meet me at the fair.
Come on out to the New Mexico State Fair, September 12th through 23rd. There'll be carnival rides and amazing attractions for the entire family to enjoy, plus great food, musical entertainment, rodeo, arts and culture exhibits, and a whole lot more. It really will be the biggest and best fair ever, so get ready to
meet me at the fair.
All right, we're going to meet a few guests here at our This, That, and the Other program. Very special guests, as a matter of fact, so we'll tease you with that. Let's right now meet the ConocoLink, community information brought to you by State Oil and Conoco, including the International Art Show and Sale continues tonight and also on Friday at International Room of International Bank, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. today and tomorrow. You will see some of the best artwork in northeastern New Mexico and in our area. It's the oldest art show and sale in northeastern New Mexico. And also on Friday, they'll have a reception and an awards ceremony from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow for the International Art Show. Also, going on tonight, Care for the Caregivers. September 13th, 6:30 p.m. at the MCMC Long-Term Care Conference Room. Sean Lurch is the MCMC CEO, and he will be speaking. Anyone caring for a loved one, encouraged to attend Care for the Caregiver. That's tonight, 6:30 p.m., Long-Term Care Conference Room of MCMC. State Oil and Conoco pumping up the community with the Conoco Link. At J.D. Conoco, there at Highway 72 and I-25, they are selling Rocky Ford watermelon, cantaloupe, and Colorado peaches, among other things, at J.D. Conoco.
It rained! Yay!
And the best kind of all possible. Exactly. Long, yes. And slow and all night long.
Right.
Absolutely. And what, a third of an inch here at the studios of KRTN? Over an inch there at Angel Fire, 7100ths Eagle Nest, 6100ths Hidden Lake. Let's see, Springer almost a third. Trinidad over an inch. Woo! All right. And hopefully some more on the way. So that will make everyone's attitude just a little bit better.
Yes.
Absolutely. Man, oh man, that's good. That's good.
Tito said he was down in Albuquerque yesterday, and it rained all day.
Great.
So great. They're getting rain down there, too.
Yeah. They need some attitude adjustment down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just... The city and all that going on down there, that's for sure. And now this is it. You promise.
Do I promise, Billy?
No, you don't promise.
No.
If it
better
were,
not.
If it were up to us, it would not be it. But this is going to be your last day.
My official last day, yes.
For a little while.
For a little while. Don't be surprised if you hear me again.
Okay. All right. We will be very happy if we hear you again. So, all right. Best of luck and thanks for everything. Really,
thank
really,
you.
Really.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've been a wonderful help.
Yeah. She does everything.
Everything.
No, I don't do everything.
Well, you try and do everything. You fixed the clock this morning.
I sure did. Nothing like a little pat.
Mm-hmm. We had a jumper spider on the clock. Oh, I shouldn't tell Christina this.
Oh,
but anyway,
did you smush it?
Well, you know, there's a jumper, and they're around.
The
and,
jumpers. Yeah. Just get rid of them.
So I took the fly swatter and smashed our beautiful Bulova clock. That clock has been here, I don't know how long.
It's a classic.
50s? Easy 50s. And it just
keeps on.
You don't hear it. And I smash the spider, and then it starts.
He's like,
oh, no, I didn't mean, in my relationship, I didn't mean to hit you. I'll never hit you again, you know, that kind of stuff. And so she just went over and just a little, and it stopped. And it's going fine now. So it's got the magic touch.
I just think anything made in the 50s is good.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. All right. I would agree. All right. And let's see what else we can make today. We do have some special guests outside, and we do have some other things going on. And so here we go. Pioneer Motors in Trinidad, the First National Loan Production Office, Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical, Park Avenue Insurance, RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire, and the historic St. James Hotel and Restaurant in beautiful Cimarron. It's a Thursday morning edition of
This.
That.
And the other.
And it's 8:19.
My neighbor's got an SUV. I call it the Pack Mule. In the summer, they're towing jet skis or strapping bikes to the roof. In the winter, it's skis and snowboards. They need to learn how to relax.
There are people who don't understand the way you live. There's an insurance company that does. Safeco Insurance, for auto, home, and more. Coverage by Safeco Insurance Company of American affiliates, Seattle, Washington. Safeco Insurance. Do more.
I know when my son is coming to visit because I can hear his motorcycle from 5 blocks away. My dog gets so scared she won't come out from behind the couch. Stupid contraption. Says it gives him a sense of freedom. Huh.
Some people want more out of life, and Safeco insures things that make more possible, like cars, homes, and motorcycles. Safeco Insurance. Do more. Coverage written and provided by Safeco Insurance Company of America or its affiliates, Seattle, Washington.
Check with Park Avenue Insurance at 210 Park Avenue in downtown Raton. Phone 575-445-2768, 445-2768 for Park Avenue Insurance.
Good morning, Des Moines. We have your activities for Des Moines, Trinidad, Cimarron, and Raton. In Des Moines, you'll have lunch 11:30 to 12:30. In Garden Club, 12:30 to 2:30. And we can thank thank God for the rain. Every drop counts. In Trinidad, Sayer Center, we have bowling at 8:30. 11 p.m. is the blood pressure check. Noon lunch, 1 o'clock quilting. In Cimarron, we have chair exercises starting at 9, puzzles, pool, etc. from 9 to 3:30. And at the Raton Senior Center, we have shopping Raton at 1, pool and card games during the day.
Senior Center menus, Colfax County Senior Citizen Centers. Today it's going to be barbecue, pork sandwich, coleslaw, baked sweet potato fries, and ice cream. And today in Eagle Nest, it's mixed veggies roll. Hamburger stroganoff over buttered noodles. That's the important thing. Then mixed veggies on the side roll, and dessert also is an important thing. Eagle Nest Senior Center. Cog Centers, that's Walsenburg and Trinidad. Beefy cheese enchiladas, salsa with sour cream, refried beans, garden salad, and apricots. And the Des Moines Senior Center, it is going to be frito pie frijoles along with angel food cake, lettuce, tomato, and onions on the side. That's at the Des Moines Senior Center. All right, we have many guests in the studios this morning. One of those guests also includes Mr. Ernie Wood, one of the consortium of hopeful investors for the racetrack and casino. He's out waiting in the wings. Right now in the studios is Carol Woodworth. Hi, Carol. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, I believe you came here for Arthur Johnson
Memorial Library.
100 years.
100 years.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
And actually, we're going to have an open house to celebrate a reception, and it's going to be on 100 years from the exact date, September 17th, 2012 is the date of the reception.
Okay.
And it's from 2 to 4 at the Arthur Johnson Memorial Library in the upstairs meeting room, 244 Cook Avenue.
Okay. Library still going strong.
Oh.
Still going strong.
Still going strong. In fact, it gets better and better. We are so lucky to have such a wonderful library. I've been on the board longer than any other member at the moment, probably the oldest member, too, but we won't go into that.
Well, and we just lost Betty Lloyd also.
We did, and she was a wonderful librarian. We have been blessed with having wonderful librarians. I served under her, and I served under Richard Azar, who did so much for the library, that a lot of things that people don't know. But we have a new centennial anniversary book that our current librarian, Thayla Wright, wrote, and you can pick it up at the library and come in and visit us.
Well, Thayla is an author. Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That works out well.
It tells all the different things, and I'll just mention a few because you have so many important people.
Well, you're important too. That's why we let you come in.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that the project was Dr. Schuller's project. He had a friend who happened to be the president of the Santa Fe Railroad, Mr. Ripley. Ripley Park is named after him, and that's where the first library was.
It was the Carnegie Library. They called it the Carnegie Library.
Yes, because Dr. Schuller got
a grant
from the Carnegie, so it was the Carnegie Library for a long time. Now we're in the old post office building, but we have had very generous donors of art. We have a wonderful art collection. We have people who write grants for us, people who give us books, and we have gone from having just 12,000 books to now we have 52,000 items, and it isn't just books, it's CDs, and it's video games. We just have a little bit of everything and access to 15 public computers that they can use for access to the internet.
That's embracing the technology. Is that what that is? You know, you can't necessarily fight it. Just go along with it. And it's a nice atmosphere right there. It really is.
I think everyone is very friendly, and we have such a hardworking staff. As I say, we are very lucky in Raton. Come by and visit us, and find out more.
Yes, for many reasons.
It's going to be this coming Monday.
Okay.
Is our reception.
September 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. They're the 100-year anniversary of the library, as it is now, Arthur Johnson Memorial Library, and that publication will be available for people.
It will.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol Woodworth.
Thank you.
All right, one of our great assets in our area, that is for sure. And just around the corner and up under the underpass from the Arthur Johnson Memorial Library, downtown Raton, is RBS True Value. Also, they have a store in Angel Fire. They are a This, That, and the Other sponsor.
Fill your bird feeder with just the right mix of bird seed to attract a variety of birds to your yard. Come in to RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire for a 20-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for only $11.97 while supplies last. Take advantage of this and other bargain of the month deals when you shop at RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire. Start right, start here. Protect your outdoor furniture and equipment from seasonal weather. Right now at RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire, you can pick up a 2-pack of Master Tradesman 8-foot by 10-foot tarps for the special purchase price of $5.97 while supplies last. These all-purpose covers are weather, water, and mildew resistant and are perfect for your home, camp, or work site. They are available in blue or hunter green and brown. For this and other bargain of the month deals, come into RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire. Start right, start here.
All right, we have quite a few guests here squeezed into our studio, and we'll start from left to right. Jimmy Finelli, City Commissioner. Neil Sagata, also City Commissioner. Christopher Reed is our economic person. Very many titles. We'll just do a broad umbrella there. Right next to him is Ernie Wood, and next to him is our city manager, Pete Kemfer. And I guess we're all here to greet and meet and say hello to Ernie Wood. Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning.
And you, from what I understand, are coming into Raton to help us out a little bit.
Well, I hope so.
Okay. All right. This is, of course, with the Racino Racetrack Project. We are all for the Racetrack and Racino Project. And let me ask you a little bit of your background. Where do you come from?
Yes, sir. I'm a Texan. My family's, I'm a fifth generation rancher from Adrian, Texas, and from Canadian, Texas, up in the northeast corner of the Panhandle. So I've got a total ranching and farming background.
Okay, very good. And still obviously connected with that. Now, racetrack in Raton, again, this is the best place for a racetrack in New Mexico. We're convinced. What convinced you?
Well, we, a group of us had an opportunity to get with Pete, your mayor, your commission, and just kind of analyze and study the track situation. I also do have running horses. I run, you know, most tracks in New Mexico. And so we just sit down and studied the opportunities here and went back. And my other two partners are from New Mexico. And so the three of us, sat down and looked at the opportunities that y'all had to offer here and the situation that you're in, and have decided this is where it needs to be.
Well, we would agree with that. That is for sure. We have all of the assets here, and definitely many of our history, much of our history, et cetera, has to do with the racetrack, and this is where it needs to be. So we wish you the best of luck. What at this particular point are the plans? How are we moving forward? This, I'm sure you can't tell us all, but what's the situation here?
Well, what I'd like to share with you is we are going on with we've done our economic studies. We're in our planning of how to build the right kind of racino here. The biggest thing we've done is we've gathered up the money to do this. I guess our biggest hurdle right now is wondering when the lawsuits or the situation that the permit will be available again to apply for. So as y'all are and as we are, we're all just sitting here waiting for that to go through the court system.
Okay. And from our information, I guess this is going to be in January.
Well,
our latest information, at least that's what I've heard.
I'll kind of go back to the investors. They've studied it. Their best indication right now will probably, if it goes through the total litigation aspect, will probably be more towards spring, first part of spring. So therefore, it could be April, March before it's actually in the court. They haven't even selected a jury from our knowledge. And then, then it'll go through a period of time of review once it's been litigated for the judges to review. And that'll probably take us almost a year. And so it's quite a bit out there. But that doesn't delineate. We were just talking last night extensively. We had dinner with the mayor pro tem. And we were going through all that based upon doing a new application. It'll probably take a year to put all that together anyway. So in that aspect, we're helping and being assistive. That's what Christopher's going to be working on with Ernie and the investor group. One of the things we were kicking around last night is most likely we'll have to have a new name. So everybody's gotten used to La Mesa, and that's really pretty cool, but that's already copyrighted to our knowledge, and so it may be we'll have to come up with a new name. And by the way, Billy, we're thinking it could be called Donati Track or Camphor Track, you know, Camphor Park. So we're working on Camphor, you know, that would be best scenario, but I wasn't going to be too prejudiced on that. But so, you know, the community at some point will have to be doing that. And before I forget while I'm discussing it, the aspects of questions from the community are essential to this investment group. Am I not right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
And do you want to just go ahead and kind of pitch that a little bit?
Well, what we would like you guys to do as a community is get your questions to Pete and forward those questions to us so that we can answer them. Our intentions are is to get here, build you guys a track, build us a track, casino. We also have done some studies that we believe that an event center should go along with this property. But we would like to have the input from the community on your concerns or or your ideals.
Okay, great. Email, what's the email address?
Email at me or Christopher at City Hall, P. Kampfer, my last name, K-A-M-P-F-E-R, at cityofraton.com. And Christopher would be his first initial, C. Reed, last name, it'd be R-E-E-D.
So Creed.
Creed, at cityofraton.com. And we'll field those questions back to the investment group and then anything like that. And, of course, in the future, working with the radio station when investors are in town to, of course, include Ernie, we'll come and we'll visit and we'll be able to answer those questions on the air. That may be even a couple of weeks.
Great, great. At some particular point, public meeting, maybe a possibility being planned?
Yeah, we didn't want to get too far out in front, Billy, and on this,
especially
thing,
with the litigation. That's,
I mean, we would like to think we got a winning recipe here and a business plan, and I know the individuals here very much so, and their wherewithal on the project is, you know, I've never seen a better one. I've been involved on tracks before, and you've just got a real neat situation here. I will tell you that the commission is very much behind them, and to include a lot of other community members we've already made introductions to. So we're excited. We think we've got a good situation. But there will be a time for that. There will be a time for celebration. There will be a time for bringing out. And, you know, right now we'll make introductions today and through tomorrow with Ernie. And then, of course, we'll be bringing them back to the station and other things like that. And any kind of questions a community has, we'll be filling that in. So we want to make this an exciting situation and transparent. Ernie, did I fairly well characterize that? Or?
Yes, sir. That's it, Billy.
Okay, great. Now, you had mentioned, Ernie had mentioned the study, one of the studies, and we had one done. The city of Raton had one done. And that was pretty positive, was it not?
It was. The impact that they're seeing conservatively on total new jobs created revolving around just the Racino and track is about 1,000-plus jobs. The report actually says 1,500. I just telling you, I'd knock a third off and say that's realistic as an economic developer. And they've seen the same figures. And, of course, they want to add in another component and work with us on that, and that's a municipal multi-purpose building integrated into their system. And Ernie, why don't you tell them what you've seen on that?
Well, the one of the concerns on our deal was that there was a possibility that it could be a little slow, dead of winter here, and an event center, an equestrian center to go along with that property actually surpassed the track, shockingly. And so, you know, we're taking a good hard look at an equestrian event center to complement this, the Racino and track.
Great. So a lot of events could be planned. I mean, we're right in the middle of the West, of horse country, et cetera. So, yeah.
Yes, sir. And that opens it up to everything from motorcycle rallies to PBR bull ridings to
great
ropings to... really changes the whole picture.
All right. Very good. And that obviously would be located within the facility. Facility located where?
That's...
also fluid?
That's secret.
Okay.
But we don't want anybody to get ahead of us on some curves, but we're executing agreements, and that's why we won't mention it. But it's going to be right on the edge of the city. It will be partially in the city and partially outside the city. So there you go.
It'll be close to Raton.
It'll be close enough to call it Kampfer Park. So we'll be putting that together. By the way, the multi-purpose building will be able to set up a boche.
Very good.
A boche tournament.
Yes.
How do you like that? Indoors. And so when we, in the middle of winter, because I know that's a big thing. You know, there's a Super Bowl, then there's the boche World Series that takes place, and you know, we're all working on that.
There's gonna be Okay. It's going to be a world championship.
Well, Ernie here is a world-class boche man.
So, as a matter of fact, a man of many talents.
Yeah.
Well, we're referring to, during the city commission meeting last Tuesday night, $25,000 was awarded for the construction of horseshoe pits.
Yes.
Including lighting for that, and also a dog run.
Yes.
As well as a boche ball court.
Yeah, absolutely. So, That's a big deal. And, you know, the whole commission is real emotional about the dog park, so I just wanted you to know that. You know, it's a it's a significant impact. You know, it'll be known, you know, 100 years from now as the meeting that we did the dog park.
It'll be the camphor.
Yeah, it'll be the camphor. And just they will be handing out camphor scoopers. So, you know, we'll be working on that.
We're having fun here, and we have a lot of assets. We really, really do. We noticed that the Climax Canyon Trail, they're going to have an old fogies run to kind of open up that trail. We heard from Carol Woodworth on our library, 100 years old.
Hey, listen, the investor group, and I'll let Ernie take off on this, when they look at, they took a good look at Raton when we brought them in, actually back in April, for the first time, they knew and they heard a lot of good things about Raton, but when they left, it was a sale. And it was a sale because of the city's assets, and it's a sale because of the community realizes that, looks at it, and they want to build on those assets. We all know it's a great climate, and that's one of the assets, and it'll integrate very well to being a good Racino project. You know, we got Sugary Canyon. We got a good school system. We got a great hospital. We got very good roads. We're working on the potholes. We got great parks. We got a brand new aquatic center. And
also,
I could go on and on.
Well, also, a big thing that happened was the extension of Runway 8 220 there
we
at the Cruz Field Airport.
Yeah,
that's going to help.
$3 million project. The investors are really pleased with that to do an extension. They'll be able to bring in their own aircraft and larger aircraft. And they're excited about it. Ernie just got his airplane fixed.
Yeah, I guess I'll be using that runway.
Okay, all right.
So it's all positive stuff that way. And yeah, we got a great golf course. And, you know, everything and our utilities and all the aspects of what we put forward and making sure that we can do economic development is actually here. And that's what they've seen.
Well, what I'd like to share with you all, though, the reason that our interest lies here is the hospitality of northern New Mexico. And, you know, it's not a fluke that we're coming to this community, but you're going to need to pull your community together and get behind us, and we will get behind you guys. And we'll get that track in Racino here, if at all possible.
Nothing like face-to-face. The old La Mesa Park, one of its catchphrases was the friendly track. So, absolutely, I think that hospitality is, we know how to host a race meet is one of the things. Of course, we have the hotels, we have that that different aspect, and restaurants, etc. So, yeah, we've got all of the parts of the puzzle. We just need to put them together. So, now they handed the microphone to Neil Sagata.
Yeah, I don't know why, Bill, but we'll go with it. All right.
Okay, all right, very good. And we've been working on this a long time.
We have, Billy. It's something that's dear to all of our hearts. And just to feel the excitement from this new group and that, and to hear them talk about the possibilities and what they want to do, it's just exciting. Exciting times. I'm looking forward to working with Ernie and the rest of the group. You got to sit down with Ernie and have a chat with him. He's a great guy to talk to. One of the finest men I've met in my lifetime, and I've just known him since April. And I can honestly say that. I'm looking forward to this transition, this partnership, and rebuilding this community and putting us back on the map in New Mexico as a place to come and have fun. And just, you can bring your family here and just enjoy it. Everything we have, like Pete said earlier, the parks, the lake, and a brand new casino and event center. The event center just excites me to no end. It's something I think we need. And everyone I've talked to get a little excited about it when you tell them what you can do with that. And I'm looking forward to it.
It's a real destination.
It is.
That energizing. You know, us old-timers here who've been around, sometimes you need to kind of step back, take a look at it, or have someone come in from outside and tell you, boy, this is good. And we hear it all the time about our downtown and about our area. Visitors will say, wow, this is great.
Absolutely.
And be absolutely sincere. And you live in it, and you kind of get shaded and sometimes jaded.
You do. Sometimes you take for granted what you actually have. And with this excitement now, I just feel awesome. And it's a good thing. This is a real good thing.
Great. Well, we're for it 100%, that's for sure. And so you're going to kind of visit around town today, Ernie? Is that
yes,
the plan?
Yes, sir. I'm going to visit around town here a little bit. And I'd like to also put my two partners' names out there. It's Frank Bond from Santa Fe and Lionel Burns from Alto. And Lionel's a rancher and raised in Lovington. And then Frank Bond's an attorney there in Santa Fe. But that'll be the three. That's the three of us in this group.
Very legitimate. Google them if you want more. <That's> huh? All right. Very good. And so we'll look forward to seeing you in the near future too, Ernie.
Okay. Really. Thank y'all so much. We're looking forward to it.
Okay. Very good. Christopher Reed.
Sir.
Hey. All right. Boy, jumped in with both feet here.
I think that's the only way to really get things accomplished.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think one thing, too, that we need to realize, kind of touching back on what Commissioner was talking about, to have people from outside of Raton consistently say what a great area and how many great assets that we have here is something that we as Ratonians can be proud of. And as the commissioner said, I think sometimes we take it for granted and forget it. So know that we have a wonderful town. Know that we live in a wonderful place and be grateful for that.
Absolutely. And a couple of things falling into place, then the dominoes will begin to fall.
You bet.
And something like this obviously would be a great boost to us. So
sure.
We're definitely behind it. First time we've got a chance to talk to you on the air.
Yes, sir.
As the new, what is your title?
Which one?
Yeah, okay.
Community Development, Main Street Executive Director. Economic
okay.
Development Director.
Okay, very good.
And coffee maker.
Well, you've been, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. You've been a busy gentleman. You've been a busy man.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And also, with Main Street, they're having a street fair this Saturday. We might as well talk about that.
They absolutely are. I know that maybe I was going to have another one of the Main Street board members coming
all
up
right.
after. But yes, starting Saturday, we have the street fair and the street dance. Vendors, food, music, fun things for the kids to do. So please come down, enjoy our town, enjoy the things that we're going to be doing. And then, of course, stay for the evening and the great music after that.
Okay, 10 a.m. downtown Raton is when it starts. And then the street dance is at 7 o'clock, I believe.
That is correct.
With Whiskey Creek. So.
That is correct. And just so everybody knows, I may be talking that evening. So when they hand me a microphone, sometimes I just tend to go on and on.
You know, that's what we like
just
around here.
Just full disclosure.
That's what we like around here.
Yeah. I don't want to take anybody by surprise.
Well, you know, you can't be transparent on radio because we don't see you anyway, but that's good. That's good. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having us.
I know that we've got a lot of irons in the fires. That's for sure. Now, Jimmy Finelli, City Commissioner. Good morning. Good morning. You're the strong, silent type, but we're going to make you talk here a little bit.
I noticed the mic just made its way down.
Yeah. So everybody's, you know, you've got to share the wealth, I guess, is so to speak. What's your impression of the racetrack and casino?
I'm glad to see that Mr. Wood and his partners are looking at Raton. As they were saying, they come in, they like what they see. And from my aspect of this, and it was touched on, us from Raton that remembers Raton back in the 70s, all the buildings downtown full business. When I came back and the buildings were half full, you know, I look at it like, what's going on, what's wrong, you know. But Mr. Wood comes in and sees the other side of this aspect is we got a great town, we got potential, we got places for businesses to come to join us. So I'm glad to see it. I really am.
I think you hit on the key, half full.
Half
full, yes. Let's be optimistic about it.
I always look at the half full of a glass.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and also, another aside, you were telling me that one of your relatives did something spectacular here that I have been aspiring to all my life and probably will never attain, and that is bowling a 300.
Yes.
Sunny Biscarino?
As everybody knows, and everybody knows Sunny, he's living in Price, Utah, and Tuesday night he bowled his first 300 game. So I'm very proud of him.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous. All right. Like I said, we need to get him on the Bocha Championship here.
I'll tell you, Bill.
If he can bowl.
You know, as many balls as he's thrown down that alley, me, you, and probably everybody in this room together haven't thrown half as many. So he is. He's. You know, I'm happy for him.
Just like anything else, practice and desire, huh?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Very good. Jimmy, thank you for coming by. Oops. I'm talking with my hands. And Pete, you had something else?
Yeah, I was just listening to Christopher, Neil, and Jimmy as they were talking about Raton. And last night we spent probably a better part of a half hour, that'd be Ernie and I, with the mayor and Mayor Pro Tem Candelario and Mayor Starkovich, about their study of the region. Now, just so you know, I spent time in Tucumcari. I don't know if I call that like jail time, but I spent time in Tucumcari and I studied it thoroughly. I did the application they currently have on the board. They actually have an application sitting at the Racing Commission ahead of us. And a better part of the work that I did was in that. And I will tell you that at the time, my framework came from studying Raton. And I kept having to enhance Tucumcari to make it look better than Raton. So I had to make the rings go broader. You know, the rings have to stretch out and go out to, you know, pass Oklahoma City and Dallas and Amarillo and Lubbock. You know, you keep stretching to get more population, more influential gamblers and that kind of thing. And then in discussions of that with Ernie, I mean, they've done a very thorough evaluation of Raton. And it's kind of interesting their respect to studying Raton. They think it's an ideal location. Would you like to just tell them a little bit about that, Ernie?
Well, one of the things that we're looking at is Raton up here is, and I told Penny this last night, we consider it an island. And what we mean by saying it's an island, it's when you go to Raton, if you're coming up here to go snow skiing or whether you're coming to go to the Racino, you're coming to this island. And we also had considered El Paso this an island, and but one thing that's really changed in the atmosphere in Texas is we believe we've got maybe in the near future one of the biggest opportunities for slot machines to come to our tracks who are all in bankruptcy. Well, the first time I heard that, I thought, well, why are we still looking at Raton if that's the case? Well, the study shows that that'll affect Hobbs if the casinos are actually to pass in Texas. It's naturally going to have a big effect on Hobbs. Also, Clovis, where there's not a where they would like to have a Racino. Also, Tucumcari. Well, we don't believe that they can compete in that market if the casinos come into Texas. Mm-hmm. But we don't believe it'll affect Raton whatsoever.
Because we're an island.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Because of your pull from Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas. And, you know, naturally, Texans and all of us are going to still come up here to get some cool weather. But it is different than other parts of the state.
Right. And I think looking at the traffic flows, the traffic numbers, too, those are impressive. I mean, yeah. That's quite a lot of vehicular traffic going through, especially with Highway 87 almost now completed with the four lanes. And that traffic's always going to go by.
It's only
going to get more. And the key is pulling them off the highway.
I stayed last night in the Holiday Inn Express. This morning the parking lot was full, all off your interstate.
Yeah, on a Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that traffic is going to flow. We just have to attract them to get off.
Yeah, I think it's worthy to note. I was just kind of thinking about some facts to throw out there for the committee. We talked a little bit about job creation. But this investment group will be putting in excess of, to include cash flow and then also building the facilities out and all the different dynamics, about $70 million plus dollars, maybe higher than that. And they have the wherewithal to do that, and they've got a lot of interest and backers to that. And the aspects about how we're going to go forward in the permitting will primarily be in the application process of working with the investment group will be Christopher Reed helping them execute that from our side. So he's wearing a lot of hats and then also working with this group, and we're trying to do everything we can to incentivize it from this side. And, you know, there's all going to be all kinds of questions. Community's welcome to email me, and we'll put that together. And there's aspects to this that, you know, we can kind of, you know, we'll talk about it as we have it. And, you know, Ernie may be back in a couple of weeks. That's quite a good possibility there that we can answer those. And the other dynamics about the putting in a facility is that we'll be in excess of 250 acres. And then it'll also be a close proximity to I-25. And that will also cause our new roundabout and access. And
I was going to get back, huh?
I didn't
trust me, did you?
I did trust you. I just wanted to have your back, but instead I screeched at everyone.
You had my ear. You had my ear. Yeah, when you turn on the other microphones and you don't turn on the main microphone, you get this. Yeah, you get that. So. All right.
You'll learn something new every day.
Feedback is a good thing. Except at a radio station.
So that's right.
Yeah, that's okay.
That was a very good visit we just had.
Yes, yes, very good.
That's exciting. I am so glad to... other people have faith in this community because I just love it. I think it's a great place to live, great place to be, and I'm glad to see outsiders think the same thing.
Absolutely. And... let's go to some of those things happening here in our area as Ray Wolf is here. And so we'll let Ray come on in. Part of the Art of the Great Outdoors, which is 3 weeks of happenings here in Raton. And to kick it off, it was on Wednesday yesterday, started with the 36th Annual International Art Show. Ray Wolf, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great. How did it go?
We had a wonderful, I hadn't even walked upstairs yet, and I had Terry Storr walking around looking at the artwork, and we made a sale before the show even opened.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yeah, I thought, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was going good, and we had some good sales yesterday. Attendance could be up, but it was the first day. So, and then all the kids, the kids were loving every bit of it. I love the way the art teachers bring the kids through and teach them. They force the children to go in and look for certain things, and it's really great.
Right. And that's one of the reasons attendance is that you opened it up now till 8 p.m., too.
Yes, yes. The way it was set up, there was a – we closed, I think, at 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that. And the people through the day, that while they were working, parents, kids go see through the daytime how things were, and then mom and dad couldn't go back at night. And then come weekend – the show's over with. So this way we've kind of expanded it so that they can all kind of see it.
All right. Very good. Great. And so today till 8,
yes.
And then tomorrow 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then usually on the Friday they have the reception and awards ceremony.
Yes, 6 to 8 we have the reception. And if I can, I'll break the surprise.
Who are we going to give the awards to? Absolutely.
Best of show went to Bill Lusk with his silver work. And yes. I got to tell you, that was,
yes.
Bill really helped me this year. This is the first time I really got to spend much time with Bill. And he helped me pull all the paintings out of the gallery, put them up there at the international show. And I had nothing to do with the judging. I sat over in the corner while she walked around. The judge was Bonnie Waugh from Pueblo, Colorado, and she had just recently judged the state fair show up there of about 1,400 entries. She's, good across all platforms. So I'm over in the corner, and she goes, well, the show's judged. And I walked in, I'm going, where's Best of Show? Well, Bill had created all of this real nice little wooden display with his silver work in it. There sat the ribbon. So I was very happy that Bill won.
He is a marvelous artisan and craftsman.
Yeah.
Really, really, really is. And just another example of the talent we do have in our area.
Right. And he is so down to earth. Such a great human being. He's a wonderful person. And then first
Bill?
Place...
Bill? Yeah, just kidding, Bill.
First place went to Debbie Flood from Belfast, Maine. Really, really nice watercolor pieces. Second place went to Lois Peterson. Lois got back in the show this year after, I think this is the third year I've been running, and so she's in, got second place. Third place went to Terry Bumpus. So pretty much everything is local artists. Terry's got a great found object triptych up there. So if you get a chance, come in and definitely look at that. Then the honorable mention went to...
no telling what Terry finds and where he
it's,
goes.
It's really nice. Shannon Foltz did the got the honorable mention on her piece. So
how many pieces in the show?
I think there's 98 this year. So it's a good show. It's Terry asked me the other day, he says, how do you control, because your panels are going to fill up really fast? And I said, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. So it's... Mm-hmm.
That's an art in and of itself, displaying it.
Yeah, it's fun trying to make 15 pounds of sugar fit in a sugar bowl. So that's basically what we have to do. Last year, the Whited Foundation bought us all brand new panels, and so the look of the show can change from year to year instead of just going around the outside. And the panels give you the availability to do both sides of the. So it's good. It really looks nice. And we got a piece in there from Melinda Marlowe that if you care to make donations on, she's going to give that piece to Fish and Game. And it's a mama bear and a baby bear, and it's for the representing the fire that we had last year.
Oh, okay.
It's really, she had this vision when she came over the pass and saw this mama bear standing there at the side of the road kind of looking back at the burnt forest, and so she went home and painted that picture. So
wow,
great. Okay, so that's just part of the 36th annual International Art Show and sale, and it's the oldest in northeastern New Mexico.
Yes sir. It's funny, I keep getting, well, is it 35, is it 36, is it 33? The best I can find is 36, so that's what we're going with.
Okay, all right. Very good, and open till 8 p.m. this evening,
mm-hmm.
And then also tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes, sir.
And also, I imagine you'll have for sale their tickets for the performing arts season for the Arts Council.
Yes, we put that out... I think two or three weeks ago we sent that out. People are coming down. If you decide that you want to come down while the international show is going on, we've had to, because of volunteers and everything, everybody's up at the international show. So please stop by up there. Tell us I want to buy my ticket, and we'll be happy to go down to the gallery and sell you your ticket.
Okay, and it's an exciting lineup this year, too.
Yes.
Really?
I'm really kind of looking forward to this Caravan of Thieves coming in October. They
sounds like fun.
It's gypsy, blues,
jazz.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what all they do, but they're performers as well as instrumental artists.
When I read the description, I sort of got the vision in my mind of Chocolat, the movie, because it was that gypsy jazz.
A lot like that, and then you could also kind of throw in kind of a circus, how do they say that? Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, really?
Just a little bit of the feel of that. So.
It's entertaining, dazzling, and defies classification. Clapping, snapping, and singing along is definitely a part of it, so in the Caravan of Thieves. And then Michael Lucarelli coming up in early November. Now, Celtic Fire.
Yes.
They're called Feast.
Feast now. But so, it's the old Celtic Fire group. I don't know if they stepped on somebody's toes and had changed their name. But, I'd been advertising Celtic Fire, and I got something in the mail the other day and says, please advertise this group as Feast from this point forward.
Okay.
So, and the email that I sent out to everybody, under each performer's photograph, there was a YouTube link there, so if you're interested, you can click on that link and actually watch the performers, so you can kind of get a good taste and feel of how that performance will.
All right, and then come back to the radio.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. The Hunts, a family of nine, and that's going to be in February. Veronica Quartet,
down from Pueblo.
Yeah.
They've been here before. That'll be our matinee at 2:30 on a Sunday, and that's presented by the Mr. Darden Foundation.
Bill Darden, okay.
Yes.
And then ending May 1st, New Odyssey, May Day, Three Guys, 30 Instruments.
Oh, I was just watching them yesterday, showing our judge from the international show the performances that we have, and I went through a complete YouTube of this group, and they sound like Johnny Cash, they sound like the Beatles, and they're all running around. One guy's playing a trumpet and a keyboard and a kazoo and hitting a drum all at the same time. So it's definitely going to be entertaining.
Great. Okay, so it is six performances at the Schuller Theater, and it's $120 for a reserved seat for an adult and half price for kids.
Yes. On the family pack, it's you get two adults and one kid's free, and the other child is half price of the adults.
Okay.
That makes sense?
$300 for
yes.
the family pack. Okay. All right. For more information, again, you can check with Ray there at the international show, or you can call 445-2052.
Yes.
And probably have to leave a message.
That's right.
All right. Very good. Ray Wolf, again, international show going on today till 8. Best of show was Bill Lusk.
Bill Lusk. Debbie Floodsmithing. First place from Maine, Belfast, Maine.
Okay.
Second place went to Lois Peterson from Trinidad. Third place went to Terry Bumpus from Raton. And honorable mention went to Shannon Foles.
Okay. Very good.
And one other thing. The tickets for the Swing Festival coming to town on the 28th and 29th.
Mm-hmm,
I've got those down there at the gallery. We had Dave Anderson the other day from Texas, Gainesville, Texas, came through. I just sent him a little Facebook reminder about this. He has 400,000 people that listens to him on the radio out of Gainesville. And he came through.
Well, kind of like us.
He goes, I don't know how many of these people are going to show up. And I've told Howard Woodworth, and I hope we've got enough tickets. So
that's good. And that's Sid Masters on the 28th.
Yes.
And that's going to be a concert at the Convention Center that evening. And then the 29th, Daryl McCall and his Tennessee Volunteers and his wife Mona McCall, who's a talent in her own right too. They're going to be a Schuller Theater concert at 2 p.m. on the 29th and then at the Harrelson Pavilion at the Raton Rodeo Grounds that night.
And don't forget the dinner in there with the Sid Masters.
I just didn't.
6:30.
Okay. So you can buy a dinner and dance ticket.
The dinner and the dance ticket is $25, and just the dance ticket is $20.
Why not get
$5 for a meal?
Okay.
Why not?
All right. And that's going to be served at the convention center, too?
Doesn't matter.
You'll go anywhere for a $5 meal.
Just follow the smell of the food.
All right. Get in line. Thank you much, Ray.
Okay.
Wolf.
Thank you, guys.
9:09 a.m. here in the Rocky Mountain West, and some other things going on with the Art of the Great Outdoors. Zara Spook and Other Lures. This is going to be a show at the Schuller, September 21st and 22nd. And it's going to be adults $10, seniors $7, students and children are $5. And this is put on by the Raton Mask and Wig and the Drama Club from the high school. Stephanie Milstray is doing the directing. And again, Zara Spook and Other Lures. It's about fishing in New Mexico. A woman with a big dream. She hopes to win the National Women's Bass Fishing Tournament. And so there is the setup. And if you need more information, you can call the Schuller Theater, 445-4746, September 21st and 22nd. It is Zara Spook and Other Lures as part of it. Now, Carol Woodworth was in here earlier telling us about the centennial for the Arthur Johnson Memorial Library, or the library in Raton. Also, the Los Angeles County Courthouse is celebrating its centennial. And that's going to be on Friday, September 14th. Tomorrow, it is a rededication for the centennial for the Los Angeles County Courthouse. And opening remarks will begin at 2 p.m. That's on Friday.
And also, the film For Greater Glory is coming to town, showing at the El Raton Theater. This is a major motion picture that tells the story of the persecution of the Catholic Church in Mexico, which is a key part of the history of the Knights of Columbus. The cast includes Academy Award nominees Andy Garcia, Peter O'Toole, and Catalina Sandino Moreno, and Hollywood star Eva Longoria. This shows at El Raton on Saturday, September the 22nd at 7 p.m. Sunday, at September the 23rd, it will be a matinee show at 4 p.m., and advance tickets are just $5 per person. They are available at the parish office Monday through Thursday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 a.m. Just a reminder that the office is closed from noon to 1 for lunch and also on Fridays. Tickets sold at the box office for both showings will be $7 each, so try and get in early to get that little extra bit of savings. It can pay for your popcorn, probably. And we also have some tickets available for sale here at KRTN Radio.
39th Annual Clayton Arts Festival is coming up. This will be Saturday, October 6th from 9 to 6, and Sunday, October 7th from noon to 5. This is the 39th Annual Arts Festival at the Clayton Civic Center. There will be hundreds of fine paintings, 40 artists and crafts booths, with jewelry, quilts, toys, and more. The Ladies Altar Society will have a food booth from 11 to 7 on Saturday and 11 to 3 on Sunday. Free admission and free parking. For more information, call 575-374-9810.
And a 2012 Collegiate MTB National Championship is happening at the Angel Fire Resort October 19th through the 21st. There will be top college mountain bikers competing for national titles in cross-country, downhill, and dual slalom events. Check out www.angelfireresort.com for more information. You can also call 800-633-7463. And not to forget, the Eagle Nest Fish Fest is also happening, and that is in Eagle Nest and sponsored by the Eagle Nest Marina. It goes from September the 22nd through the 30th. There'll be loads of prizes, and on the 22nd, the Chamber will sponsor a fish fry, and the Laguna Vista Saloon hosts a worm eating contest. It's a fun family event, and for more details, you can contact 575-377-2420.
If you're not into eating worms, also on the Saturday the 22nd, you can go to the Med Bogs, which the Raton Radio Association is hosting. This will be at the Jim Young Arena on Highway 555. The Med Bogs activities start at noon. Following the Med Bogs will be a dance by Blackwater Draw. Tickets to the Med Bogs are $10 general admission. Kids 5 and under are free. Dance tickets are $10. Come and see the number 88 National Guard NASCAR car.
All right, 9:14 a.m. here on this cloudy Thursday morning from KRTN. And we have another guest. This one is on the phone, and it is New Mexico Attorney General Gary King is joining us here this morning. Good morning, Mr. King.
Good morning. It's nice to be with you this morning.
Now, you're headed our way. Is that correct?
I am. I'm on the road. I'm on my cell phone and getting rained on a little bit, but we're coming up to do a training in the Governmental Conduct Act this afternoon.
The Governmental Conduct Act. So explain a little bit about that, please.
Well, you know, it's a law that has applied to statewide public officials for a number of years, but about 2 years ago, our office worked with the legislature to get the act to apply to local public officials as well as statewide public officials. And the Governmental Conduct Act is really an ethical outline for public officials that primarily explains to them that public funds are a public trust and that the officials should be careful to avoid conflicts of interest and to make sure they comply with the procurement code and all of those kinds of things. It has some sanctions if you don't comply, but primarily we over the course of the last year and a half or so have been going to a lot of towns around New Mexico to work with public officials to explain to them what their obligations are so that they're not surprised. And we find that public officials are always very happy to have us explain to them what their obligations are and that they want to carry those out. So we think it's really a good government thing for New Mexico.
Okay, very good. Now, can the public attend this too?
Yes, it's a meeting that's open to the public. The training will primarily be carried out a little bit by me and primarily by my deputy, Elizabeth Glenn, who's an expert in this matter. And so we have a PowerPoint presentation, and, you know, we kind of walk everybody through the statute, but certainly it's the kind of thing where people can ask questions and get more knowledgeable about this. And we're happy to have members of the public, if they have questions or want to learn more about the act, to be there as well. But we expect primarily the audience to be local public officials.
Okay, and that is today at 1:30, you say?
It's at 1:30 at the convention center, and it's about a two-hour training, so we'll be there from around 1:30 until 3:30.
Okay, great. Attorney General Gary King, the state of New Mexico, coming into town, a governmental conduct workshop and presentation, 1:30 today at the Raton Convention Center. Very important. I mean, there's a lot of I's to dot and a lot of T's to cross. And especially these days, it seems like there is so much more emphasis on transparency, et cetera. And, you know, you've got to know what is the law in order to be able to follow it. So have things.
That's correct. And we look forward to being wrapped on today. But it's my understanding that you're getting ready to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the library, which I think is very impressive. You know, the public libraries are so important for good government, too. And so we know that you all have a long history of good government in Raton, and we're really looking forward to being there with your local officials.
All right. Well, thank you for the visit. Stop by the radio station if you can. We would love to talk to you in person. Gary King, again, the New Mexico Attorney General, in town today at 1:30 p.m. Thank you, Mr. King.
Thanks for doing.
All right, 9:18 a.m. here on the Rocky Mountain West. Well, a full day of guests and lots of things going on in our area, that is for sure. And a lot of things going on in our area, including housing, lodging, and food. I'm talking, of course, of the St. James Hotel and Restaurant. The St. James Hotel and Restaurant in Cimarron has been a part of our Western history since 1872. And from the beginning, it was known as one of the finest establishments in the West. From its Wild West beginnings, the St. James has been newly remodeled and renovated. And in the restaurant, you can savor the upscale comfort food from tasty soups and house-baked breads and desserts. Steaks, bison burgers, trout, shrimp, salad bar, and more, plus a daily breakfast buffet. The St. James Bar offers a variety of fine wines, beer, and cocktails. And if you want to have a true Old West experience, kick off your boots and stay in one of the original rooms where Buffalo Bill, Annie Oakley, Zane Grey, Wyatt Earp, Jesse James, or Billy the Kid stayed. It's the West, but it's far from wild. Accommodations include a variety of singles, doubles, and family rooms with private or shared baths. You'll enjoy the simple but elegant ease of the St. James 19th century furnishings. For reservations, call 376-2664. That's 376-2664. The Express St. James Hotel and Restaurant in Cimarron. And at the St. James Express, they have music on, well, not on the patio. Actually, it's music in the restaurant, and that's going to be September 14th. That would be tomorrow. Tommy Carr will be the music at the St. James from 7 to 10 p.m. Don't forget, they have a fantabulous, delicious breakfast buffet 7 days a week at the St. James. Other things going on in the area. First United Methodist Church in Raton, Connecting Christ and Community, invites you to a Roundup Sunday this Sunday, September 16th, worship at 11. Barbecue dinner will follow. Join them, or join us. We've been missing you, they say here. So, Roundup Sunday, worship at 11, barbecue dinner after that at the First United Methodist Church, 1501 South 4th, here in Raton.
The meeting notice has been sent out for the UMWA Local 7949. This will be Sunday, September the 16th at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Miners Long-Term Care Building Conference Room. On October 13th, which is Saturday, we have a harvest ball at the Springer Recreational Center from 6 p.m. till midnight. All money raised will go to purchase Christmas City Lights. Tickets are $25. Lots of door prizes are available. For more information, please call Barbara Wilson at 483-5536.
Holy Family Catholic Church is celebrating St. George on September the 16th in Roy, New Mexico at the Parish Hall. Mass is at 9:30 in the morning, with bingo starting at 11 and going until 3 in the afternoon, and they'll have coffee and donuts with that. The roast beef dinner will be served from noon until 2, and there's a silent auction going on from 11:30 till 2:30. Come and join in the fun and have a relaxing afternoon in Roy, New Mexico.
And in that very same vicinity is Solano Fest, September 15th. That is Saturday. Between Mascaro and Roy on New Mexico Highway 39, it's a New Mexico centennial celebration of Western traditions. Folks from far and wide will be coming 10 a.m. till sundown. It's free admission, and the Dutch Oven Cook-Off will also be part of it. For information, call Mary at 673-2326. Solano Fest 2012 is this Saturday.
And also in this Saturday in Branson, Colorado, it's the community yard sale, happening from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. and kicking it off early in the morning at 7 a.m. with a breakfast at the Branson School. There's a giant book sale with thousands of new, used, and vintage books, magazines, and more. They have some priced at just $8 for a dollar. There will be papers a-flying at that price. Giant new... no, they're not. The new cribs are not giant. There will be other surplus daycare center items as well. Also, antiques, collectibles, saddles, tack, clothing, tools, toys, and surprises. Sellers will be welcome. Only $10 to set up your table. There's no advance sign-up, so just come on down. They're taking offers on the Ford Industrial Backhoe. Yes, indeed, it needs a little bit of work. And you can also enjoy lunch, ice cream, and chair massage. There'll be unbeatable bargains, fun, and it's all in support of the Branson School, Church, and Community Library.
Yeah, Branson, they've got a great attitude going there, too. They've got a neat little community, and they are promoting it, that is for sure. Now, on your way to or from Branson on that day, you may stop in historic Folsom. They've got some good things going on there, too. And it's going to be their first ever open-air artist paint-out. All right, Podna, draw. The event starts at 10 a.m., ends at 5 p.m. September 15th, they'll have an artist workshop. Ashley Bauer will do that from 10 a.m. till noon. Chuck Wagon Lunch provided free of charge, but donations are accepted, and that will be from noon till 1. Hosted by the Folsom Museum and the Raton Plein Air Society, the Open Air Artist Paint Out in Historic Folsom this Saturday. Call 445-2454 or folsommuseum.org is the website for more information.
And while you're out and about this Saturday, September the 15th, you might want to go ahead and just enter and take part in the Carl Evanson Memorial Bike Run. Registration starts at the White House Saloon here in Raton. Bikes, cars, and everyone are welcome. It starts at 11 a.m. It's just $10 per hand. And there are stops in Maxwell, the St. James Hotel in Cimarron, at Cold Beer, New Mexico, Carl's Cross, Raton, and more instructions, of course, will be given at the time of the registration. Contact Dan or Tenny per year. With any questions, their numbers are 505-617-1498 or 505-615-1499.
The Swans Home Service fundraising sale will be Saturday, September the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is for the Sangre de Cristo Riders chapter of the Christian Motorcycle Association Run for the Sun fundraiser. It will be located at the Raton Kmart.
Also, the Rural Bookmobile. We talked about the Arthur Johnson Memorial Library. The Rural Bookmobile, serving northeastern New Mexico, today will be at Velarde. At 9 o'clock they started. They'll be there till 10:30. Rinconada at El Centro Clinic from 12:30 to 1. And the Rural Bookmobile's final stop today is at Penasco at the Community Center at 1:30 p.m.
Maxwell FCCLA is hosting a cash bingo fundraiser on Sunday, September the 16th. The bingo will start at 1:30. It's a 6 on 10 down at the Maxwell Cafeteria. Concessions open at 1 p.m. It's just $20 for two booklets, and there will be door prizes, including two leather jackets. Come on down and support the Maxwell FCCLA.
If you're interested in furthering your career, Luna Community College is offering a nursing assistant training program. This is October 2nd through December 6th. They will meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 8:15 at the MCC Long-Term Care Facility. The instructor is Nancy Pasikoff. For registration information, contact Shannon Romero at 1-800-588-7232. Extension 1809.
We did get word from Sugarite Canyon and Lake Maloya. They did receive a half an inch, so 50 one-hundredths of an inch at Lake Maloya after a high yesterday of only 57, a morning low of 42 this morning at the lake. Cloudy and calm and 50 degrees, almost 46 was the low, and so we're up to 50 right now, and still getting some light rain sprinkles in the area, and looking like today is going to be definitely cool. Highs in the lower 60s, maybe the upper 60s on the far northeast plains, and also maybe in the Trinidad area as well. And about a 30 to 40% chance of continued precipitation, according to the National Weather Service. It is 9:28. It is Pioneer Motors, a this, that, and the other sponsor.
Hi, folks. Jeff Cook here with Pioneer Motors in Trinidad. The 2013s are arriving. We must move out the 2012s. Great rebates, low to no interest makes these vehicles more affordable than you may think. Like the 2012 Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, 10 to choose from, starting at $29,978. That's a deal worth driving for. Ram's summer sales event is happening now, so get down to Pioneer Motor, 426 East Main in Trinidad, where you make the drive, I'll make the deal. Come see us today. Stock number P2295.
Hi, folks. Jeff Cook here with Pioneer Motors in Trinidad.
Details. We've got to move out the 2012 Forge to make room for the 13 models, which are arriving at Pioneer Motor. Push, pull, or drag that trade in, you're going to get at least $2,500 for it. That's right, and if your trade's worth more, you're going to get more. We want your trade at Pioneer Motor. We have a great selection, so come on down today. Pioneer Motor, 426 East Main in Trinidad, where you make the drive, I'll make the deal. Come see us today.
Other things going on in the area. It is, as we said earlier, a Music on Main Street event finale and a street fair downtown Raton, north and southbound lanes. And that's this Saturday between Cook and Park Avenue from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Over 25 vendors, lots of stuff to eat and to look at and hopefully to buy, according to the vendors. And they have drinks and lots of things for the kids, too. Wow Bubbles, Bouncing Castles, and Orbitron. And then that evening, they'll have a free street dance or a street freak dance. Either way, free admission. Whiskey Creek provides the music Saturday night, 7 to 11 p.m., right in front of the White House there on Cook Avenue for the street fair this Saturday.
And in order to get out and about, you need to be well-fed, so the Raton Senior Center is going to help. They'll be passing out commodities on Wednesday, the 19th of September. That's next week. All you have to do is bring your proof of income and your address, and that happens from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Raton Senior Center. If you have questions, call them at 445-3278.
You still have a chance to win a weekend for poor in Pagosa Springs. Eagle Nest School is raffling off lodging at Wyndham Pagosa for the weekend of September 20th through 23rd. Enjoy 3 nights and 4 days. The accommodations sleep up to 4 people and includes a full kitchen. Tickets are available for $10 at Eagle Nest School. The drawing will be held Monday, September 17th. For questions, please call Mona at 575-377-6991.
And we haven't even yet told you about the Shortgrass Music Festival coming up September 21, 22, and 23 in Cimarron. Friday, September 21st, it's at the Kit Carson Museum Philmont Scout Ranch. You will be entertained by Ann and Pete Sibley. And then on Saturday, September 22nd, Colfax Tavern will host Gary P. Nunn. And then on Sunday, the matinee on September 23rd is at the Cimarron United Methodist Church at 4 p.m. And world-renowned piano player, pianist Charlie Albright will be there for the Shortgrass Music Festival. Tickets available at the door. Those under age 18 get in free for the Shortgrass.
18 years and running, Raton Professional Businesswomen and Raton Kiwanis Club bring awareness to the problem of domestic violence with the 18th annual Walk and Run. It's Saturday, October the 13th, starting at 9 a.m. There will be a 1, 3, and 5 mile course that you can choose from, starting on historic First Street between Cook and Park Avenue. And there will also be prizes awarded for those runners, walkers who are bringing in the most awards in money, donations. To enter or make a donation, please contact Michael Ann Antonucci at 575-447-3723 or Allison Rue. She's at First National Bank of New Mexico at 445-1400. Proceeds benefit Alternatives to Violence. It's the domestic violence program serving Colfax and Union counties.
Another way to help a sister keep her promise is one step at a time. This is a 4-mile fun walk, October 6th, starting at Ripley Park at 8:30. Entry fee is $20 per person, or grab a gal. You get 2 entries for $35. Net proceeds will benefit the Susan G. Komen 3-Day for the Cure. For more information, contact Jamie at 707-0525 or Karen at 447-7094. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Also, Care for the Caregiver is to be presented tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the MCMC Long-Term Care Conference Room. To not forget the many caregivers who give and serve those in need, both in the home and at retirement facilities. It's an encouragement and a support of those individuals, so it's an educational meeting and support group and a share-your-experience sort of thing with other caregivers. Tonight, MCMC Long-Term Care Conference Room at 6:30 p.m. Sean Lurch, the CEO of MCMC, will be the guest speaker, so anyone caring for a loved one is encouraged to attend.
And the Raton Professional Businesswomen of Raton are gearing up for their 2012 Business Women's Week observance, always held in October. They're seeking nominations for the Raton Businesswoman of the Year. That person does not have to be a member of PBW, nor does the nominator. The public and local businesses are encouraged to help identify nominees for this honor. September 24th is the deadline to submit the completed application materials. You can contact Michael Ann Antonucci at 575-447-3723 for more information. You can also visit our website, www.krtnradio.com. Scroll down in the page till you get to the This, That, and the Other box and click on the links that say click here for details. And then scroll down and you'll find the notice about this honor that's being sought. And you can just download those materials right to your world there.
Part of the Art of the Great Outdoors and part of the street fair also in downtown Raton on Saturday would be a presentation at the Raton Museum. Riders on the Orphan Train is going to be given at 1:30 p.m. this Saturday by Allison Moore and Phil Lancaster. It's going to be a multimedia media presentation on the Orphan Train that went between 1854 and 1929 with over a quarter of a million orphans and unwanted children taken out of New York City and literally just given away at train stations in every state in America, including here in New Mexico and northeastern New Mexico. So Riders on the Orphan Train, free and given Saturday, September 15th at 1:30 p.m. at our very own Raton Museum. Also, it will be given at the Herstein Memorial Museum in Clayton on Tuesday, September 18th at 6 p.m.
The Wednesday Night Mixers will start their league play on September 26th at Spur Lanes at 6:30 p.m. Anyone interested in bowling this fun bowling league, please call Carol Garcia. Her number is 447-5348.
Colfax County looking for a few good volunteers. Well, actually, as many as want. The more is the better. Men and women to serve as a corps of volunteers, the Colfax County Fire Department, serving in our communities, battling structure fires, and throughout the county, battling wildland fires. Now, all equipment and training will be provided for volunteers to become a Level 1 certified firefighter. So if you'd like to make a difference, a big difference, contact Larry Osborne, Colfax County Fire Marshal. The office number, 445-8931, or his cell number is 447-1639.
And the Sugarite Canyon State Park is hosting events this Friday at 10 a.m. It will be Fire Walk and Straight Talk along the Lake Maloya Trailhead. You can get up close to last year's burn area with local plant guy and straight talker Bruce Robinson. You'll take a look and walk at the track fire's impact. Then in the evening at 7 p.m. it's movie night. The Modern Black Bear, Born Wild and Raised on Trash. It's at the Mule Barn in the South End. It's a film on local Raton bears produced by our local New Mexico Department of Game and Fish. And on Saturday, also movie night, 7 p.m., We Were Poor, But We Were Rich. It is local filmmaker Dorothy Best's movie of the local residents who grew up in our area coal camps. It's a tour of the Sugarite coal camp is highlighted in the film, and that is also at the Mule Barn on the south end of Sugarite Canyon State Park.
Let's take a look at the sports folder today, and that would include kayaking classes are being given at the Raton Regional Aquatic Center. Twice a week for 4 weeks on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 6:30 p.m. This is for kayak wannabes who are 14 years of age or older. Class is limited to 6 participants. Equipment is provided. Register and find out more at the Raton Regional Aquatic Center. Also, the Raton Parks and Rec is putting together an old fogey run. This is to celebrate the Climax Canyon Trail and the opening of the trail. It's $10 per person on Saturday morning, September 29th. They'll walk mostly. Those brave ones might run a little, but it's just for fun, about 2 miles along the trail. And again, $10 per person, and the proceeds, all the proceeds, will go to help for other trail development and to go back into the Climax Canyon Park. 445-4271 is the phone number there at the Aquatic Center for more information. Now they'll have a run around the Capulin Volcano Rim on Sunday, September 30th. It is a half marathon, a 10K, and a 5K, and they also have a fun run and walk. This is for the Folsom Museum. Call them at 278-2122. Also a website, www.capulinvolcanorun.com. And a reminder, no registration on race day. Run around the rim is September the 30th. Now, Dance Around the Rim. Raton Parks and Rec and Joe and Sandra Rodman present social dance lessons every Wednesday starting October 3rd at the Raton Convention Center through November 21st. $55 for singles, $90 for a couple. Raton Regional Aquatic Center, again, the place to sign up or find out more. In our parks, there will be baseball at Gabrielli Field next Wednesday, September 19th. TSJC and Luna Community College will be the foes at 3 p.m., again, September 19th. Then on September 30th, a Sunday, Luna Community College and Panhandle State out of Oklahoma will be playing baseball at Gabrielli Field. They'll be playing football in Socorro. Will the Raton Tiger football team, third straight game on the road. We'll follow them there and broadcast the kickoff at 7 p.m. That's tomorrow night from Socorro. Brought to you by our Tiger Roar Sports Club sponsors. Also, NetworkOneSports.com will stream the game. Also tomorrow, it's going to be Alamo Navajo versus Roy. They're going to play at Manal in Albuquerque beginning at 4 p.m. Also tomorrow, Springer at Carrizozo, Robertson at Santa Rosa, Cuesta at Mora, Tucumcari will visit West Vegas. On Saturday, Clayton at Cuba, Espanola Valley at Powake, Lovington at St. Mike's, and Hope Christian at Silver for high school football. All right, that takes care of that particular folder. And quickly, the meeting notes. Raton Housing Authority Board of Commissioners, Tuesday, September 18th at noon. Next regular meeting of the Maxwell Board of Education, Thursday, September 20th at 7 p.m. All right, that takes care of that. Now, what did you get us for the almanac here? On a Thursday, September 13th, the 257th day of the year, 109 days left in this year. On this date, 1788, the Congress of the Confederation authorized the first national election and declared New York City the temporary national capital. And Elvis Presley met his future wife this date, 1959. 14-year-old Priscilla Bouleau, is that how you? 2 minutes. Okay. I'm getting some sign language here. You know, you've been here for a long time. I still can't read your sign language. Two people? Two sounds like. Okay. All right. All right. We'll get. Okay. I'll be right with you. I'll be right with you. Late Night with Conan O'Brien made its appearance, first appearance, 1993 on NBC. Do you watch Late Night with Conan O'Brien? Anybody?
I've watched Late Night with Conan O'Brien. That wasn't his best night, I don't think. I think I saw that one.
Okay. He's different.
But he's funny.
Yeah.
But sometimes his humor is a little like, what are you thinking?
Yeah. Kind of like Daniel.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the red hair, maybe.
Maybe so. You just kind of go, huh?
Like, what? Oh, okay. Is that really funny?
And sometimes very funny.
Yep. Yes.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and the Plastic Ono Band played their first gig in Toronto on this date in 1965. All the Beatles were still together. And, okay, I know you're all very, very much waiting for the
Word of the Day.
Brought to you by High Plains Regional Education Cooperative on North 2nd Street. High Plains has an audiology clinic, a professionally licensed audiologist, sales and service of hearing aids, and help with both private and Medicaid insurance billing. So 445-7090. You can find out more at the High Plains Regional Education Cooperative. Our word of the day, undulate. Undulate. To move in waves, to fluctuate, to rise and fall in volume, pitch or cadence, to undulate. To present, or to present a wavy experience.
You're really feeling it today, aren't you?
I am. We've been on this.
That's right.
We're on this undulation.
Do they do that wave at Bronco Stadium?
You know,
where
they
undulates along?
They didn't.
No?
They didn't. They didn't
we
do a
We need to
wave.
Go down and teach them that.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's old hat. I don't know. Now, they do it at the Rockies games. But, yeah, they didn't do that at the Broncos game. It was rocking, though. The stadium
was rocking.
From the window of our bed and breakfast, we had a gorgeous view of the green hills undulating into the distance. Undulate and inundate are word cousins, sharing onda, the Latin word for wave. Onda.
Onda.
Onda. No, that's not German. Their common ancestor, no surprise, but would you have guessed that abound, surround, and rebound are also onda offspring? These words easier to see when you learn that at some point in their early histories, each of them essentially had the meaning of to overflow. A meaning that inundate still carries along with its overwhelm sense. So undulate. UNDULATE. To present a wavy appearance, rising and falling in volume, pitch, or cadence, to fluctuate. Undulate. And such is life, correct?
It does undulate.
Yes. Birth undulate?
Undulate. High and low.
Undulate.
Undulate.
Okay. Really? Undulate?
Is it really?
There's a J. I wouldn't.
I never put the J in there.
Really? Here we go. Let's see what they say. Maybe.
Undulate.
Undulate.
But look how it is.
Undulate.
They've got a Y in there, in the phonetics, in the final syllable.
Do.
It's not lut, it's late.
Undulate. No, it's undulate.
Undulate, yeah.
Undulate.
I think this is one of those tomato-tomato moments.
But it says that's the only way to pronounce it. Anyway.
I bet you in Great Britain it's undulate.
Ah, okay. I'll bet you're right. So, those undulating with birthdays today, actress Barbara Bain. She was on TV's Mission Impossible. She's 81. As the World Turns, Eileen Fulton is 79. Actor Richard Kyle is 73. David Clayton Thomas of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, great singer, 71 years old. And singer Peter Cetera of Chicago, 68 years old. Actress Jacqueline Bisset is 68 years old. Desperate Housewife Christine Estabrook, 62. Designing Women, actress Jean Smart, 61. Village Person, singer Randy Jones, 60 years old today. Country singer Bobby Kreiner is 51. Oh, singer-guitarist Dave Mustaine.
Mustaine.
Mustaine of Megadeth, 51 years old today. Rascal Flatts. Guitarist Joe Don Rooney, 37 years old. And actor Ben Savage, Boy Meets World, is 32 years old today. Whew. Our local celebrity birthdays, September the 13th. It is happy birthday to Solomon Martinez, Cynthia. Undulate. Cynthia Trujillo, David Pruitt, Brian Hendershot, Patricia Webster, Susan Sievertson, Sharon King, Inga Knox, happy birthday, Sandra Seidel, Don Cordova of Springer, Roberta Mance, Betty Lucero, Felix Martinez, Doris Balizan, Sue Toundrow, Delaney, or make that Delaney Rose Warhank. Delaney Rose Warhank. Happy birthday from us, and I'm sure from Grandpa and Grandma. Della Rivera, Howard Smayal, and Vera Ortiz, all of Trinidad. And anniversary, Felix and Donna Martinez. Happy anniversary to you. Congratulations.
Happy day.
Happy day. And our thought for the day. Oh, no. It's too long. Boy, did you read this morning already?
I did.
Let's do the shortened version. Injustice, poverty, slavery, ignorance. These may be cured by reform or revolution. But men do not live only by fighting evils. They live by positive goals, individual and collective, a vast variety of them, seldom predictable, and at times incompatible. Well, that was worth the read.
It was, and you didn't shorten it easily.
No,
I was going to say
there was no way to shorten that.
Sometimes editing on the fly goes well, and other times you just have to read what's there.
Absolutely, and that's what we try to do. Live positively.
Yes.
And we see it every day here on our program. And we want to thank our sponsors, too, who help us do this. Pioneer Motors in Trinidad, First National Loan Production Office, Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical, Park Avenue Insurance, RBS True Value Building Material Centers, and the Express St. James Hotel and Restaurant in beautiful Cimarron. It's been a long Thursday undulating version of this,
that,
and the other.
International Bank is your key to a 40-